AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As U.S. Marines arrive in Kabul to help evacuate U.S. personnel, concerns are growing over the rapid pace of the Taliban's blitz across Afghanistan.
Across Washington, there are differing takes on just what's happening at the Pentagon.
We have noted with great concern the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced.
Spokesman John Kirby says Afghan forces need to step up. But Paul Miller, the National Security Council's former Afghan chief, says the decision was made for them when President Biden decided all U.S. forces would leave Afghanistan this month.
And they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
With coronavirus spreading across the U.S., officials are telling people to hold on to their vaccination card. A rapidly growing number of businesses are requiring people to show proof they've been inoculated to teach school, work at a hospital, see a concert, or eat indoors. That includes New York City, New Orleans, and San Francisco. In Dallas County, Texas, Judge Clay Jenkins is defying the governor's order against mask mandates.
Every person needs to understand that the enemy is the virus. It's not each other. The unvaccinated are not the enemy.
Jenkins says pediatric ICU beds are full with COVID patients, so children who need care either have to be flown to other locations or they have to wait. There was a school shooting today in Albuquerque, New Mexico. One person was hurt. A suspect is in custody. The Treasury Department says the second monthly child tax credit payment has begun to be disbursed. More than $15 billion will be paid out to families who have children. Temperatures are reaching triple digits again in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle as a heat wave bakes the Pacific Northwest. This is AP News. People with compromised immune systems who may have trouble building antibodies with the standard COVID shots are being allowed a booster.
If you have a severely weakened immune system, the FDA says you can get a booster shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Just wait at least 28 days after getting your second shot before you get the booster. But the FDA's decision applies only to this high-risk group. That's likely no more than 3% of U.S. adults. This is not an opening for booster doses for the general population. I'm Rita Foley.
Conservationists are accusing federal land managers of illegally withholding information about environmental assessments that were used to justify plans to create fuel breaks to slow wildfires by clearing forests. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.